are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. He will teach you all His ways. He will help you. Of trouble, He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord, put your faith in the Lord, put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's His promise.
God said, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's His promise.
God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's His promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and He will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, 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 God will never break His promise. He will never,
bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's His promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's His promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's His promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and He will restore.
I love the message of that song. God has promised us so much.
He will never leave us.
When we put our faith in Jesus, He will forgive our sins.
He has prepared a place for us in heaven.
And God has given us so many promises, and today we're going to learn how important it is to have faith, that the Lord will do just what He said He would for us.
Faith, believing that Jesus is the Son of God.
Faith, believing that Jesus died and was raised from the dead.
Faith, believing with God all things are possible.
When we believe, God's power is there for us too.
In the book of Mark, chapter 9, we can read a story about the faith of a man who had a son who needed help.
Let's read from God's holy word. A man in the crowd called to Jesus, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech.
Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground.
He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid.
I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not."
O unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.
So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion.
He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth.
Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this?
From childhood, he answered.
It has often thrown him to the fire or water to kill him.
But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes.
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit.
You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out.
The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead.
But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up.
After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out?
He replied, this kind can come out only by prayer.
It must have been really hard for that man and his family, you think?
Yeah,
with that demon. And he brought his son to the disciples, but what happened with the disciples? You remember reading about it, Alexa?
They couldn't try the spirit out.
Okay, they couldn't do it. And why couldn't they do it, Carolyn?
Because you could only do it by prayer.
By prayer.
I bow my head and pray. I do it every day. It's my time to share with God in heaven above. He knows my every care.
So, what did you learn from this story? Mm-hmm. Carolyn?
You can't always get things done by yourself.
Okay, that's a good point. What else did we learn?
That you can always trust Jesus.
You can always trust Jesus, because what did he say?
He said that everything is possible for him who believes.
Okay. How about something else?
You shouldn't doubt.
Okay. Jesus has control over even demons, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is that pretty amazing to you? That he can control demons? And how did Jesus treat the boy?
He treated him really kindly.
He did. He treated him really kindly and picked him up and lifted him to his feet. How do you think that little boy felt?
Loved.
He did. Not only did Jesus free him from the demon, but he touched the Savior. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? That the Savior of the world grabbed his hand and lifted him up. Well, God can do anything, right?
Yeah.
With God, all things are possible.
And when the man saw Jesus, he believed that Jesus could help him, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he called out to him, and one little word there was not what Jesus wanted to hear. What was that word?
If you can.
If you can. If he said, you can, that would have been all right. But he said, if you can. So what did that say to Jesus?
That he didn't really fully trust him.
That he didn't completely trust him. And I just love what the man said. What did the man say when Jesus brought that to his attention? Sam?
I do believe.
I do believe. He said, I do believe, but help me with...
my unbelief.
My unbelief. Have you ever had times in your life when you feel like God can't do something? You don't want to turn to him or you don't think he can help you with this? Alexa?
It's always been told to me, you know, that God is in control and God has the best plan and God will work things out and stuff. But sometimes it's hard to actually sit down and just, like, give him what you want to trust him with, because you've always had to, like, be able to do things on your own, and then all of a sudden you have to not trust yourself anymore, and that's pretty hard.
That's right. We have to trust, too, just like you said, Carolyn, trusting all the time. So when we feel like we're in a place like that, we can say just what the man said. I do believe, but help me with my
unbelief.
We all have times of weakness.
We can ask Him to help us with our unbelief.
And remember His promise.
God is always there for us.
And with God, all things are possible.
God's power and love.
His miracles are there for all who believe.
All who put their faith in Jesus.
He can cast out demons.
Jesus can turn water into wine.
He can calm the seas.
He can do anything.
Our God can do anything. He sends His people miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful, kind and gentle.
Dear Father, help us with our unbelief.
We want to trust You more.
We want to love You more.
When things get hard, You will be there for us to help us.
Take away our doubts and fears, Lord.
For with You, all things are possible.
We want to thank You for sending Jesus to teach us.
And heal us.
He will guide us.
And save us.
In His holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online to learn more about our music and ministry.
We hope that you will share this message with someone you know.
God's power and love is there for them too, when they put their faith in Jesus.
And remember,
with God, all things are possible. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.